local food is, to me, one of the most exciting activisms, if you will, that I've ever discovered. This is Lee. It's all good, basically. Literally, it tastes good, but it's also great for a community. It builds capacity in terms of local farmers. It supports the families of local farmers, and it creates a connection of people and events and neighborliness that it's hard to find in any other thing.
Charity?
Food, we all have to have it. It's a common denominator, and by buying locally for our food, we are supporting our local farmers, which in turn can give us more local food, which is better for us and continues to grow our community.
You guys are farmers? Yeah?
I have Chicken Moon Farm here in Fayetteville, and I grow broilers, or meat chickens, and I have free-range chickens running around my farm that lay beautiful eggs, which I also sell, and I currently am growing pigs and will have pork and also have honeybees.
I'm Sherry LaRue from Green Fork Farm, and we have dairy cows in our backyard and have our own milk and make cheese. We also sell beef and pork and chicken, and all of our animals are treated with respect, and we have a partnership with those animals where we give to them and they give to us, and that's why we're doing it.
Awesome.
And what's great, this is Lee. I'm a gardener. I grow lots of food, but I keep it all for myself. The great thing about having farmers like Sherry and Charity and those at Wren's Winter Market and the Fayetteville Farmers Market is you really get to know people. You get to know what is in season, what's available. There's so much stuff we can grow year-round here in unheated greenhouses, and there are lots of people growing it. The more people that support local food, the more opportunities like that we're going to have.
Part of this dig-in festival is to raise awareness of more local farmers.
Absolutely. There are actually farmers are everywhere. And as you get to know them, one of the neat things is you find out what they're growing. And I know that what I grow and what farmers are growing has actually changed the way I cook. Actually, it started me cooking, which my spouse is really happy about, that you eat in season. And some of the fruits and vegetables that you get, you're like, wow, you know, what do I do with 5 gallons of blackberries? And so you discover all these recipes, and it leads down this whole road of exploration and also connecting with people.
We will have at the festival an information fair where some of our local farmers will be. Some of them will not have tables because they're going to be teaching classes and helping us to connect with local people. So I think everywhere you turn around at the festival, you're going to be meeting a farmer or someone who could help you learn about growing your own food.
I would love to be able to do it. I mean, I even have a greenhouse that's attached to my house that is empty.
Lucky you.
And I don't know. You know, when I first moved into my house, I put my house plants out there and almost killed them. So now that I'm kind of like, okay, what do? But is that's part of this festival as well, right? If I come, you can teach me?
Well, I can't, but we have farmers who can. We have two farmers, local farmers, Calvin Bay and Patrice Gross, are going to be teaching some growing classes, gardening classes. Also, there's a beginning. This one might be for you. The beginning backyard gardening and composting is going to be a good class. And there is nothing like learning to grow food in your backyard that will give you a respect for what farmers do.
The other thing is that the films that we've chosen are very inspirational. So I think if you have that empty greenhouse in your backyard or you have that lawn in your front yard that can be converted into growing food, come and see the films, because the films tell you that anybody can do it.
One other thing I'd like to stick in here is the Fayetteville Community Garden Coalition will be holding their annual seed swap. And so not only can you learn how to grow a few things, but you can grab a few free seeds. And if you have any old seeds or from last year left over that you don't need all of, you can bring to the swap and trade them out with somebody. Learn about their seeds and how they grew them and what they liked about that plant and so forth. So you have an opportunity to actually take home something to start right away.
Another part of this, there are going to be a couple of local chefs as well. You mentioned earlier cooking in season, and there are going to be some chef demonstrations?
We're going to have two chefs, Chef Tuesday Eastlack and Chef David Lewis, who will do cooking classes and show people how to cook from local seasonal food. We will also be featuring lots of food from local restaurants and businesses who are sponsoring the festival. So we'll have food at the festival for people to try from BHK Cafe, Greenhouse Grill, Lean Green Cuisine, Little Bread Company, Ozark Natural Foods, Arcega's Espresso Cafe is providing coffee all day. We have a lot of opportunities for learning and for getting involved and trying the things that we have available locally and meeting up with those local resources.
I'm going to take that. To me, that's a great point to jump in. A part of this that, strangely, the economics of all this is really exciting. And that, you know, so communities have been through so much with the economy in the past few years. And there's all this great research about buying local and how what a bigger impact for the better it makes on our community to buy local. Well, if you do the numbers for our population here, then a 20%, if we bought 20% of our food locally, it would have a $100 million impact every year on our community. And to me, that's really cool because it can bring in people that are doing this for different reasons. Maybe a person's not that concerned about the environment, but they want a strong local economy. And maybe they want to buy their food from farmers that are not subsidized. You know, so you can really get a wide array of people that can get behind this, and that's one of the another neat connection to me.
It's a really big impact.
So at Dig In, we will have an opportunity for anyone attending to sign up for their 10% local pledge, and we will have a sign-up list, and we'll keep you updated by email on tips and so forth, and even give you a little magnet to take home to put on your refrigerator to remind you to shift 10% of your budget to local.
And it's a very cool magnet that you get to remind you to stick on your fridge. And it says transition 10% local food pledge. And it gets to be a habit, a really fun habit, you know, you start to cook and you're like, okay, what part of this meal am I going to get locally? And it's like a game. It becomes a fun thing. And then, you know, then you find yourself not just satisfied with 10%. Then you're like, can I go another 10? You know, can we produce a totally local meal on a summer day? And it gets to be a really fun endeavor.
And Lee mentioned the game of it, and it does become one of those personal challenges. But to bring a little different look at it, it does become a game with your children and your family. And so what happens, and I've seen this in some of my other friends' families, is it starts to be a discussion around the dinner table about where everything on the plate came from. And it doesn't have to be completely local. I mean, you know, you can shop at Walmart. That's okay. We're not finding fault with that. But every little bit you do makes a difference.
I just want to say one of the things I'm really excited about is how this festival, the Dig In Food and Farming Festival, it's something that allows you to let what you love lead you. It's not guilt. It's not because it's bad for you. It's not because it's going to harm the environment. It is because you love good food. You love having farms in your community. You love learning to cook from a good chef. You love growing your own backyard food. All those things. It's really wonderful to have something where it's all about what you love.
Thank you, ladies. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.